could you forgive a question I probably should know? What do you have to do to win?
To win what?
To win the belt. To just,
oh, well, it was just, or? Yeah, I mean, it's just whoever, offense or defense, you know, won the majority of the running, the run drill. So, like, if, let's say out of 10, we win 6, we're, you know, and then that right there is ambiguous, you know, where the coach got to see. I mean, half line's a little bit tougher, but, I mean, you could see. I mean, if you have defenders in the backfield blowing up the play majority of the time, like, they're going to win. But if we're gashing, repeatedly gashing, running back's hitting through, or, you know, he's not getting touched till about 2-3 yards, that's a win for us.
Did you just start that today with 3-3 pads?
I mean, I just, you know, just to make it more competitive, have more fun doing it. You know, we got to have fun while we're out there playing, right?
Did you do it the first 2 days, though, without pads?
No. No. You don't want to. That it's right. Almost a little too ramped up.
Right. You guys take turns wearing it, like, you know, for the meal tonight in the cafeteria, that kind
of
thing?
No. I'm just waiting for it to come back in my locker. I told one of the coaches to make sure to bring it back up for me.
It's been a long time since you've been at pads. Was today a fun day for you guys to get back and actually want to play?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, putting pads on, you know, you got to knock the dust off. Definitely been a while, but I thought it was a very productive day for the offense, in my opinion.
You customized the belt, right? So is there anything that you had to have on the belt or any?
Just identifying the Green Bay Packers and had to be heavyweights, obviously. Yeah. And we're pretty big guys up front.
Yeah. Are you going to keep bringing that down to practice, or is that going to just stay behind the scenes now?
I'm going to bring it down unless I forget or if I'm running late. It's not going to be like, hey, I'm not going to leave my helmet like, oh, I got to bring the belt. You know, I'm going to make sure I got to take care of, and then if I grab it, I grab it.
How do you feel you did today in the half-line drill? You got rookie running backs looking for a hole. You do have to work the kinks out sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's working the kinks out, and also, you know, half-line. You know, for us, it's more of a mentality and, you know, kind of just setting the pads, really. It's really kind of hard to get a clear set because you only have half line going. And if they have a cutback, I mean, there's all the space in the world on the backside. So for running back, just kind of getting that feel on the front side, and for offense and defense, kind of setting the pads, getting your establishing leverage.
It's got to be one of those drills that after the younger players get a chance to see the tape, they can make a lot of corrections. They can see.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we run it. It's definitely beneficial for us.
Thanks, David.
Really quick, just about John Reed. Obviously, you've had a lot of vets around you over the time, you know, in Green Bay. But what does someone like him that has an experience, you know, outside of Green Bay, obviously his credentials, kind of bring to that room now with you guys?
Oh, it speaks volumes. I mean, you bring a guy who's been on one team for an extensive amount, been on another team, kind of bring it. I mean, how many games has he started? I think 160. That's a nice number. You know, that's a lot of starts. It's going against a lot of different opponents and, you know, two different types of games. The games have definitely evolved from when he first started playing, so a lot of things that he's learned, he's able to give not only to us as an offense, but with some of the younger guys. And not only as much as he does on the field, but also off the field. I mean, the fact that he's going into, what is it, 13, I don't know, 12, 13 years, like, that's, you know, you sometimes want to sit down and kind of pick his brain. He's got a lot of knowledge.
How does his personality kind of mesh with the rest of you guys in the old line?
Oh, well, Jari's a good guy. He's a pro's pro for sure, and when we can't have fun, he likes to have fun, and that's always fun for us.